Did you watch Popeye when you were little?
I did. Great cartoon, that
it was, wasn't it? And he had this obsession with spinach. And I don't know what the basis of that is, whether there was the people who grow spinach sponsored the programming at some time, and that's why they decided to do that. Eat your greens or something, was that?
I think there was a research project, and someone was looking at how much iron there were in different vegetables, and they got it wrong by a factor of 10 or 100 in this case of spinach. So by mistake, they thought it was really good.
Spinach has got quite a lot of iron, but it's in a plant form of iron, which makes it much more difficult for us to absorb. So it's not as good a source of iron as, say, eating a black pudding or a sausage or a steak. So if you've just had a baby, for instance, or you're a bit anemic, you're urged to eat those, because it's an iron that's already in a form the body can use rather than spinach. But back to Popeye, you say that all this is discredited about sort of spinach boosting muscle and all this kind of thing. In fact, there's a paper which has been published this week, and researchers at Rutgers University in America have proved there are chemicals in spinach that do boost muscle bulk. And what they did was to make an extract from spinach, and the chemicals concerned are called phytoecdysteroids. So they're a kind of plant steroid. And when they fed them to rats, they found that rats could grip onto things with 20% more muscle strength than control animals that were not fed this spinach extract. And they also found that when they cultured human muscle cells in a dish and put some of this extract on, they increased the amount of protein synthesis, in other words, how much contractile machinery the cells were making, by 20%. So it kind of agrees what they found in the dish and what they found in the rats. Here's the downside. Unless you like spinach very, very much, this is not going to be a quick answer to for you. You've got to eat about a kilo of spinach a day to get enough of this stuff into your body. But one interesting aspect of this piece of research, it's not just flippant, is that they found that the effect, this is an anabolic steroid effect. It's a bit like injecting you with testosterone. But what's really interesting is that there were no side effects in these rats. When you normally inject someone with testosterone, you see side effects. You get hairiness, you get skin changes, which can make acne, because it makes the skin much greasier. That's why boys tend to get spots more than girls at certain ages. And it also obviously can cause other knock-on endocrine effects. It can cause gynecomastia. You get breasts and things. None of this happens in the experimental animals because it doesn't seem to lock on to the same receptors as testosterone or anabolic steroids normally do. It seems to be working in an entirely novel way, which suggests to the scientists this could be really intriguing, because you could have a way of boosting muscle and helping people to have more muscle bulk if they need that, but without any of the negative effects of using normal steroids. So I guess we just have to watch this space.
Does this mean we're going to have to go to the Olympic team and feed them lots of spinach?
Well, also, you know, is that legal if they start eating, you know, very, very high doses of spinach extract? Will we be able to test for that? And also, is that legitimate? I suppose everyone can eat spinach, couldn't they? So there isn't, I suppose it is fair.
Kind of hard to stop people eating, isn't it?
Thanks, Dave. It's The Naked Scientist. We're talking this week, in just a few seconds, we'll be finding out about mosquitoes and other biting insects, how they're attracted to us, how we can ward them off, and also how you can also use vapours and plant smells to ward off pests that would normally destroy crops. If you've got any questions for us on The Naked Scientist, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.